Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We different.
We are indeed.
We different.
We are indeed. We're all different.
Yeah.
We have to embrace our differences and celebrate them. Brought to you by Red from the Heart, redfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We've got 6 phone lines, and 5 of them are free. So jump on hold if you'd like, 404-726-0929. You can ask us any question that you'd like to wrap the show up. We'll start with Will in Lilburn. Hey, Will.
Andy, this Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Good.
So this question is for you, Andy.
All right.
I want to hear what Orm says would think about hiring Lane Kiffin to replace Raheem Morris or Brian Kelly coming aboard as the offensive coordinator for my Falcons.
Thank you, Will. Then want to hear what Randy has to say about that. I wish you could see Randy's face right now.
No, what did he just say?
We're hiring Lane Kiffin to replace Raheem Morris.
Yes.
And I think Brian Kelly is OC.
As the OC.
Yes. I don't give a damn if you ask me a question. I give a damn about the question.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Will? Liss?
Well,
what you talking about, Willis?
I'm pretty sure Lane's going to stay in college.
Hold on, Abe. Go ahead.
What's the point of Brian Kelly here if Lane's here? Like, Lane is the offensive play caller?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked Andy that.
I don't know what the...
What the hell? What, Will?
I don't want either of them, personally.
What are you talking about?
I know somebody tweeted us about Brian Kelly, too.
No!
Here's what I'd really like. I'd like the Falcons to start winning this year.
Yeah.
So Raheem Morris gets to keep being their coach.
Damn!
I know that's an unpopular opinion. Right now.
Didn't you learn anything from Petrino?
But I sure would like him to figure it out.
Yeah.
And for them to start playing some better football and not have to fire everybody at the end of the year. Now, I know that you know, it's up to them. It might happen. Could happen. But they're not going to fire him till the end of the year.
Brian Kelly as the head coach and Lane Kiffin as the offensive coordinator.
I don't want that, no. I'm not interested. Because that was kind of the question is, would you be interested in that? I'm not interested in that. If the Falcons do end up needing a new head coach, I'd like a veteran head coach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's done it.
Yeah.
Ideally at a high level.
Yes.
You know?
Like, why don't you call Andy Reid, make him say no?
Sure. Perfect. Great idea. Great idea. Evan is in his car on 316. Hey, Evan.
Hey, I'd be all for that idea. But anyway,
Andy Reid, I think we all would.
Yeah. So I am on the way to the doctor, but I'm curious, what is the absolute sickest you've ever been in your life? Because mine was when I got COVID back in like 2020, I think.
Okay.
I had a 104.7 fever and was about to go to the hospital.
Damn.
I think.
Well, good luck at the doctor today, too, Evan. Hopefully it's just a routine checkup.
Man, the sickest I've ever been.
I know mine. I'll say mine while you think of yours. Mine was when I ate... That got that bad shellfish. In Daytona Beach.
Yeah, I remember that one.
A couple years ago.
You were dead.
I have not eaten shrimp since.
Really?
And I love shrimp. I'm scared of them now.
The sickest I've ever been.
I've never been so sick.
Oh, God. Oh, I think the sickest I've ever been, I remember, it was at Georgia. And I remember, I got pneumonia. I was just so sick. And I just remember because it was during summer camp. I just remember that. I remember I lost like 15 damn pounds.
Ooh.
Just sick. Just couldn't hold nothing down for like—
For how long?
Like 3 days.
Oh, man.
I mean, the sickest I've ever been was at— And like, I'm in Georgia. It was during summer school, so I'm having to stay in mail. That's when we had to switch dorms for summer school. I had to stay in mail hall. Mail hall is the raggediest, like, the community shower.
That's
like,
no place to be.
Never, safe. Ever been in, dude, dying.
Oh,
dying.
And you're probably by yourself,
yes,
pretty much, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
No one's there to help.
Nobody's to help or nothing.
And that, you got to be sick in that bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
It was awful.
You got to try to take like the, maybe I'll feel better if I take a shower.
Yes.
But it's a community shower.
Dude, awful.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that,
man.
That is
awful.
That's dire straits awful. Right there, man.
Awful.
Alexis is in Roswell. Hey, Alexis.
How you doing, guys? Everything good?
Yeah, man.
Pretty good.
Good. So, Randy, I know you're a Georgia fan. I know, Andy, you're a Washington fan, and I'm a Buckeye fan.
Right.
But if we could play the national championship game tonight, I want to know what two teams would the public, all the fans, and yourselves would like to see.
If they could play the
Washington
Georgia. Yeah, Washington versus Georgia.
But like the general public. I don't know.
I don't think there is one right now.
No, there's no like consensus.
I don't think there is a consensus like that. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think Ohio State's probably in, just based on what their defense is and the development.
No, I understand.
Who's
that?
The other team?
Yeah,
though?
No, I understand the logic would put Ohio State to where right. They're playing, but he's talking about the popular.
Like,
what do people want to see?
Is Ohio State Bama? It feels
be
like a better
be
draw
one.
Than Ohio State A&M.
That would be one. Yes,
yeah. Definitely. Ohio State Bama would be pretty.
I think you put Bama in anything over Ohio State would be like that.
I'm trying to think, is there any other school that's kind of.
Indiana.
Do people want to see where
the
newbies?
Listen here. Listen here, Indiana grad.
Yeah, man. Nobody knew you went there.
We even know you went there, okay? So just pipe down over there.
All of a sudden, Abe's like, oh, I graduated from
there. Yeah, I graduated from Indiana. You knew that, right?
No, you didn't.
Pipe down.
Well, I did.
Go get some sleep.
I know you did. But you didn't get your diploma printed until last year when they were 8-0.
Yeah. I'm Ohio. Yes. That's all.
I don't know. I don't want to see Ohio State in the national championship game, though. No offense to Alexis. I'm good. They won it last year.
Yeah.
Give somebody else a bite at the apple. I think it'd be pretty fun to see Ole Miss. Because everyone says Lane Kiffin can't win a championship at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why? Like, why not?
He's
7-1.
You know what would be super fun, although very unlikely? Ole Miss and Louisville.
That would be shocking.
That'd be shocking.
It'd be a super fun game, though.
Here's another one I would like to see, just because everybody keeps saying you can win a championship anywhere now, which isn't true. Like, the only teams that have won championships are still the blue blood teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ohio State, Michigan, like Georgia, like Alabama. Those are the teams that are winning championships, even in this era. It would be pretty cool if a team that wasn't one of those teams did it. Like, if Indiana could somehow do it, or Vanderbilt. I mean, Georgia Tech's undefeated. They're 8-0. I know not everybody would think that was cool, but some would.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with that. I mean, we live in freaking Atlanta.
We do.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm sure I'm all
some
positive.
Listening would enjoy
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm always positive they would enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing about college football. There's no, like, public consensus.
No, not anymore.
Everyone loves their own favorite team and hates everyone else.
Yeah, but I think more now, it's so much better now because the playing field is so level. Because before, it's just Alabama beating the hell out of everybody.
Pretty much.
It's Alabama beating the hell out of everybody.
Malik is in Snellville. Hey, Malik.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Malik.
How y'all doing, man?
Good. All good.
First time caller, man. Been listening to you guys for a long time. But I got two questions, man.
Okay.
Let's say you guys stranded on an island and you can only bring... Three albums.
Okay.
Albums. Yeah. Which one would you bring? Because mine would be Jeezy, Take Motivation 101.
Hell yeah.
Bob Marley, Greatest Hit of All Time.
Hell yeah.
And Michael Jackson, Dangerous.
All right.
And my second question is, let's say Mr. Arthur Blank decided to get rid of the coach. Would you have a problem with him bringing Mike McCarthy to Atlanta?
No.
I would have no problem with
at
that.
At all. Nothing. No.
That's kind of the name that
yes,
was in that, the back
I
of my
that
mind.
I knew that was the name. Because the same name that was in the back of my damn mind.
What I was thinking about.
Yep.
A veteran coach who's done it.
Yep. That was the same name I thought about. It ain't going to be sexy, but damn it. It's going to be solidified.
Let's be. What's the opposite of sexy?
I.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be all right in the playoffs.
All right.
Because that man goes to the playoffs.
He goes to the playoffs.
Three albums?
Yeah. But the Bob Marley.
No, he threw a greatest hits album in there.
I know.
Is
that's
cheating
that's,
or no?
No, yeah. I mean, whatever. It's,
I don't,
it's your own
well,
rules.
Well, okay, but. Then Exodus then.
Okay.
All right, Exodus.
Pretty much all the greatest hits are on Exodus.
Yeah. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Great call.
And, oh, man. I mean, it's hard to go. It's hard to beat that Thug Motivation 101. Oh, it's hard.
That might get you off the
island. It's hard right now.
That motivates you to find a way off.
Yeah.
I would go Aquemini.
Okay.
I would go The Carpenter by the Avett Brothers.
Okay.
And now we're opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
We can go anywhere in the middle now. What's the third one? I might have to go a little older.
So, okay.
You know? Oh, man. Can we go greatest hits?
Yeah.
Can I take the Allman Brothers greatest hits?
He took one, so I'm assuming he asked a question, so I'm assuming you can. Why wouldn't you just take three greatest hits albums? So you just got to figure it out. Like
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. I could just take that Outkast, Andre and Big Boy present Outkast.
Yeah.
And there are two awesome different songs on that album.
There you
too.
Go.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's a good question. But you know, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
It would be high on my list if I were an owner hiring a new head coach this offseason for sure. Mr. Jones is in Marietta.
Well, speaking of that, I was wondering, he went Mike McCarthy I'm tired of the retreads. We done seen that, been there, done that, you know what I'm saying? So I was wondering, he said Mike McCarthy, I was going to throw Byron Leftwich, Pep Hamilton, and I'm going to let Randy, one of y'all give besides them up to give us one guy, because let's say y'all clean house, right? Everybody got to go. But you need a coach. GM got to go, too. I'm applying for the GM job. All right. Terry got to go. All right? So besides them three candidates, give me one more, because those are the three I'm looking at. So give me one more. Besides Pep, Byron Leftwich, real quick, would y'all be cool with keeping Raheem as the DC and just hiring somebody else?
That's never going to happen.
You're off to a bad start.
You're off to a terrible start. You're off to a terrible
start. I was going to keep him. I was just asking with y'all.
Oh, hell no.
I'm clearing house.
No, if we're moving on, we're moving on.
No.
He only gave two also.
But yeah, no.
I'll give you a third.
Who?
Thaddeus Lewis. His folks live here. Quarterback coach.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I think he's an up-and-comer.
He's an up-and-comer. Is he ready now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
You know the word that I really don't like is retread.
Yeah.
Because it's just the negative way of saying experience.
Yes.
Like what the last three coaches they've hired weren't retread. I guess Raheem had been a head coach, but the reason he got another job as a head coach was all of his assistant coaching stuff.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith was the hottest coordinator candidate. That wasn't a retread.
Right.
Dan Quinn, same thing before that. That wasn't a retread.
Yeah.
Also, like, some of the guys, like Andy Reid, technically would have been a retread.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Because he had been a head coach before. That's what experience is just a nice way of saying.
That's all it is. I love me some Byron Leftwich. Hell no.
Where even is he?
He's the quarterback coach in Colorado? No. And I love me some Pep Hamilton. No.
Where even is he?
I don't know.
He's at Maryland, I'm
yeah,
pretty
I,
sure.
Yeah, I love Pep. I love these guys. No, I don't want no guy who ain't coached before as a head coach. No. I want an experienced head coach to come here. But no, first of all, I want Rod to win.
Me too. That's what I really want.
That's the ultimate. I want Rod.
Exactly.
I want Rod to win.
We're doing a little too much right now.
Yeah.
Because they still got 10 games left.
A lot fewer people suggesting Dion after the season they're having.
No.
I mean, I don't know. All right. Norris is in Monroe. No. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So, going back to the college football championship question, you hit it right on the head. Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech would be a crazy national championship game. But the question was, and it's just a little fun question, but it does have some seriousness to it. What's going to happen first? Are the Braves going to hire Freddy Gonzalez as their manager again, or are we actually going to get rid of one of these coordinators, or the head coach and the coordinator for the Falcons?
Ooh. I don't think the Braves are going to hire Freddy Gonzalez.
No.
But also, no. If anyone even does get fired from the Falcons, I don't think that's going to happen until the season's
over. No. I don't think there will be any moves, unless it just – again, anything is possible. I do believe that. But, I just don't see him making a move. I'm talking about Arthur Blank. I don't see it.
Not in season.
Yeah, not in season.
Other teams are hiring their managers, though.
Yeah. So Snicker's son is going to the Mets to be the hitting coach.
Traitor. Come here and be the hitting coach.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't allowed to do that before.
No, I know. That's exactly right. Like, he definitely couldn't have coached for the Mets when Snit was the manager here, right? Although Acuna's brother plays for the Mets.
Acuna. He's got Clarence to go play in winter ball.
Ronald?
Yeah.
Good.
And World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, yeah, so good.
Stay hot.
Stay hot.
Stay healthy. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Stay hot.
Yeah.
Final call. Xavier's in Riverdale.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Zay?
Cooling. So, first thing, and I'm going to make it quick because I had to get to my own, but I think I need to clear up what I think we are saying with retread. We're talking about somebody who's coached here already.
Oh,
it's like the same tire with new tread. Not a coach that just coached generally. But he was here and he failed miserably.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Because when Mike was hired up at the Knicks, people were saying, "Oh, another retread." He never coached at the Knicks, so are we sure that's what he meant?
Oh well, that's my interpretation of it. It feels like that's what because we had history with him and he was no good.
I just feel like it's like during the draft process when someone's undersized. If you like them, they're versatile. If you don't like them, they're a tweener. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you like the coach, experience is good. If you don't like them, they're a retread. That's my thought.
For sure. But so, man, I was just saying, like, it seems like we're the only city who tries to be so patient. Like, if we go to San Francisco and the kicker says he chose them over us because he wanted to win, like, people just not willing to come here because nobody ever makes bold moves, like not consistently. Like if that's what you're going to be, do it all the time. If you're the type of coach that's going to be like, okay, this ain't working, you got to go, do it all the time. Nobody should be an exception. Right. That's why there's no identity in Atlanta sports in general. It's always be patient. Oh, it's always give them another chance. For what?
Xavier. I understand.
Xavier, I would say though, Xavier, thank you for the call.
I understand.
If they move on from this coaching staff, this will be the fourth different one that you and I have covered.
Yes.
We haven't been doing this show for a decade.
Yes.
We've covered how many different Hawks head coaches?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So the patience part, I'm like, oh.
There's not a lot.
You're talking about like.
We're firing people every couple years.
Yeah. So you want to fire it after like four games.
Also, I've heard a lot of that reaction to the kicker with the 49ers.
What kicker?
The guy, Pinheiro.
Edie Pinheiro.
Right? Who? Pinheiro picked the 49ers over the Falcons and said he wanted to go with a better chance to win.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's right. He went to the 49ers. What are you mad at him for?
That's a damn what Pinero Brad says.
He went there and they beat the Falcons and they're 5-3 and the Falcons are 3-4. He was right.
Whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Kick whatever.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. Be mad at the kicker.
Tell him to shut
up. Be mad at the kicker. He said the 49ers are a better franchise than the Falcons.
Tell him to shut the hell up. You just a replacement kicker to damn ways.
Is he wrong though?
No.
No. He's not. Let's get the takeaways.
But
the
he's a
as our show hits into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All the street kickers count less. my gal likes trashy nachos, which I never heard. And B.A. said chicanery.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chicanery.
You mean trick plays? I said it, but Randy agreed and said it also. We all like to be all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it moves slower, it's actually worse because it just sits on top of you. Randy's not a good hip guy.
Yeah, not a good hip guy.
I'm just here to thank Freddie Freeman for ending that game last night.
Go take your ass to sleep, Dave.
I'm going to. I promise you, I'm going to.
45 minutes of sleep is not enough. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.